Well, this sandwich is an unmitigated disaster. I asked for turkey and roast beef with lettuce and Swiss on whole wheat.
What did they give you?
Turkey and roast beef with Swiss and lettuce on whole wheat. It's the right ingredients, but in the wrong order. In a proper sandwich, the cheese is adjacent to the bread to create a moisture barrier against the lettuce. They might as well have dragged this thing through a car wash.
I don't believe it.
I know, it's basic culinary science.
Some guy is auctioning off a miniature time machine prop from the original film, and no one is bidding on it.
A time machine from the movie The Time Machine?
No, a time machine from Sophie's Choice.
Boy, Sophie could have used a time machine in that movie. Did you see it? It's rough.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh. It's only $800?
Yeah, and that's my bid.
You bid $800?
It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I figured it would go for thousands, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
There's only 30 seconds left in the auction.
Do you have $800?
Not to blow on a miniature time machine.
Well, don't worry. The way these things work is people wait until the last second to bid, and then they swoop in and get it. It's called sniping.
15 seconds.
Come on, sniper.
10. 9. 8.
Where are your snipers?
5.
Snipe.
4.
Snipe.
3.
Snipe.
2.
Snipe!
1. Ah. Oh, congratulations. You are the proud owner of a miniature time machine.
You lucky duck.
I wonder why no one else bid. This is a classic piece of sci-fi movie memorabilia.
I know. They still can't afford it.
Why don't we share it? We'll each put in $200 and we'll take turns having it in our house.
A timeshare time machine. I'm in. Sheldon?
What, need you ask? I still don't understand why no one else bid. I understand why no one else bid.
Did this thing actually say miniature?
I just assumed. So who sells a full-size time machine for $800?
In a Venn diagram, that would be an individual located within the intersection of the sets no longer want my time machine and need $800.
It's actually a tremendous bargain. Even with shipping, it works out to less than $4 a pound.
Cocktail shrimp at $12.50.
How are we going to get it upstairs?
If we take the dish off, it might fit in the elevator.
Yes, but the elevator's been broken for 2 years.
I've been meaning to ask you, do you think we should make a call about that?
Not necessary. I have a master's in engineering. I remotely repair satellites on a regular basis. I troubleshoot space shuttle payloads. When the Mars rover started pulling to the left, I performed a front-end alignment from 62 million miles away. No, that baby's broken.
Come on, guys, push! If I push any harder, I'm gonna give birth to my colon.
I can't feel my fingers. Hurry up.
It's the same amount of work no matter how fast you go. Basic physics.
Sheldon?
Yeah?
If my fingers ever work again, I've got a job for the middle one.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Penny.
Take a break, guys.
What are you doing?
Just, you know, moving something upstairs.
What is it?
Time machine.
Yeah, okay, neat, but I really gotta get to work, so.
Just give us a few minutes.
I don't have a few minutes. I'm running really late.
Then I have a simple solution. Go up to the roof, hop over to the next building. There's a small gap. Don't look down if you're subject to vertigo, and use their stairwell.
You're joking, right?
Oh, I never joke when it comes to vertigo.
Damn. Okay, I'll just take the roof.
Hey, if you wait for us to set up the time machine, I can drop you off at work yesterday. Time travel joke. It's not. Never mind.
For what it's worth, I thought it was humorous.
Let's just do this. You guys ready to push?
In a minute. Howard stepped outside to throw up.
Okay.
I don't know what you were worried about. I think it really works in the room.
Yeah, it is by far the coolest thing I have ever owned.
The exact time machine that carried actor Rod Taylor from Victorian England into the post-apocalyptic future, where society had splintered into two factions, the subterranean Morlocks, who survived by feasting on the flesh of the gentle surface-dwelling Eloy.
Talk about your chick magnets.
Oh, yeah. The guy who lives next to me is always like, I have a jacuzzi on my balcony. I have a jacuzzi on my balcony. But wait until I tell him, I've got a time machine on my balcony. Stuff that in your Speedos, jacuzzi, Bob.
Gentlemen, I know we said we'd take turns, but I think you'll agree that practicality dictates it remain here.
You can't just keep it here. What if I meet a girl and say, you want to come up and see my time machine? It's at my friend's house. How lame is that?
You've got a point.
All right, I think we're going to need some ground rules. In addition to the expected no shoes in the time machine and no eating in the time machine, I propose that we add pants must be worn at all times in the time machine.
Seconded.
I was going to put down a towel.
I still want it on my balcony. I say we move it on a bi-monthly basis.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
But now, hold on. Bi-monthly is an ambiguous term. Do you mean move it every other month or twice a month?
Twice a month.
Then no.
Okay, every other month.
No.
Sheldon, you can't be selfish. We all paid for it, so it belongs to all of us. Now get out of the way so I can sit in my time machine.
Oh!
Okay, I am setting the dials for March 10th, 1876.
Good choice. Alexander Graham Bell invents the telephone and calls out for Dr. Watson.
Wait a minute. I'd want to see that, too.
So when it's your turn, you can.
Yeah, but if we all go back to the same point in time, Bell's lab's going to get very crowded. He'll know something's up.
Also, since the time machine doesn't move in space, you'll end up in 1876 Pasadena.
Yeah, and even if he can make it to Boston, what are you going to do? Knock on the door and say to Mrs. Bell, hey, Mrs. Bell, big fan of your husband. Can I come in and watch him invent the telephone?
Mrs. Bell was deaf. She's not even going to hear you knock.
I have a solution. First, go into the future and obtain a cloaking device.
Ooh, how far into the future?
If I remember correctly, Captain Kirk will steal a cloaking device from the Romulans on stardate 5027.3, which would be January 10th, 2328 by pre-Federation reckoning.
Okay, I am setting the dials for January 10th, 2328. Here we go into the future. That was fun.
My turn.
Okay, first of all, what you call a gap was nearly 3 feet wide. I slipped and skinned my knee.
Are you okay?
Second of all, the door to the stairwell of the other building was locked, so I had to go down the fire escape, which ends on the third floor, forcing me to crawl through the window of a lovely Armenian family who insisted I stay for lunch.
That doesn't sound too bad.
It was 8 courses of lamb, and they tried to fix me up with their son.
Sorry.
Not done. By the time I finally got to work, they'd given my shift away. Yeah, that's right. I've lost an entire day's pay thanks to this...
time machine.
The lights flash in the dish spins. You want to try it?
No! I don't want to try it. My God, you are grown men. How can you waste your lives with these stupid toys and costumes and comic books and now that? That...
Again, time machine.
Oh, please, it's not a time machine. If anything, it looks like something Elton John would drive through the Everglades.
It only moves in time. It would be worse than useless in a swamp.
Pathetic. All of you, completely